Rule 7, slow down for yellow lights. Rule number 7 in business think is slow down for yellow lights. Slowing down for yellow lights will give you the tools to be on the alert for anything that could stop a solution dead in its tracks. Two vital questions you will ask are, what has stopped us from successfully doing something about this before now? And what might stop us in the future?
All right, so to this point in business think, you may clutch to the hope that if your thinking has been logical and lucid, and your language is persuasive and clear, and you've been communicating with people, and your conclusions are concrete, then the solution will be adopted. People will buy into it, and it will work. And that's not necessarily true. When you're considering the scope of a problem or the size of an opportunity, don't pretend that if you could craft a solution, you would somehow arrive in Happy Valley and just coast from there. You have to take a hard look at what could go wrong. What, or even who, might be out to get you. And you'll need to look at any possible solution with your eyes wide open. What could sidetrack the work that you've done that would shut any solution down, no matter how much sense it actually makes? Now, the essence of slowing down for yellow lights is asking this hard question. If this is such a big deal, what has stopped the company from doing something about it before now? Now, what happens when you're this close to having what you need to justify a solution? The question doesn't even occur to you because the addiction to speed begins to resurface. You start to realize you are so close to making the pain of some problem finally go away. Or you imagine the payoff of a new opportunity, so you just blaze your way through anything. And if the question does in fact occur to you, we're all often hesitant to ask it because we're afraid. We're afraid of what the answer might be. Or we're afraid that it's a political landmine and we don't want to go there. However, not asking the question will probably produce the same results. So for the sake of everyone who's involved, you need to muster the courage to ask the hard questions. Just ask them in a soft way. I know it's hard. Personally, this is the hardest one for me to do, is to slow down. And when I don't do it, it always comes back to bite me. So if you can slow down long enough to consider what has or what could stop the solution from actually working, you'll save yourself a lot of wasted energy and actually improve the chances for the solution to work.